This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:12 in the evening with Lynn, Ayman and Kelvin. And our next story is about modified bicycles or basikal lajak. And this is after a sales promoter in Johor Bahru was acquitted and discharged after being charged with reckless driving. And this is because of a road accident that she was involved in 2 years ago with teenagers on modified bicycles.
So if you've never seen one before, these are modified bicycles or basikal lajak are these low bicycles which have had several parts changed or removed from it. And this can include things like modifying the frame or the handle or even removing the brakes entirely. And I guess it adds more thrill when riding a bicycle and makes you go faster. And of course, that makes it more dangerous as well.
Which is why there have been several instances where mud lajaks were detained or received summonses, or worse, they get involved in accidents. Deputy Inspector General of Police Datuk Mazlan Mansor said that enforcement against basikal lajak is ongoing and parents can also be called up during the investigation.
So honestly, the first time I saw a basikal lajak on the road, I didn't know what I was looking at because it looked like a bicycle, but it didn't. You know, the shape of the rider is so flat against the bicycle that you don't actually recognize it instantly as a person riding a bicycle. And it was made worse by the fact that the very first time I saw one was really at an exit on the LDP. And I just really was not prepared for that. I take that exit often when I'm turning off to my taman. And so it's muscle memory, right? I'm accustomed to driving this route. But I did not anticipate seeing two young boys. I think they can't have been older than 13 or 14, riding with zero reflective surfaces attached to their bicycles at high speeds and sort of kind of zigzagging across the road. All of which I'm saying because when I think about this accident that happened in Johor, I just think it could have been any one of us. It could have been anybody at any time because it's not really something that... I think she was found to have not been on her phone. She was wearing a safety belt. She was not drinking. Like, she, by all measures, was driving safely. Mm-hmm. But there's something about the appeal of riding a bicycle in the dark that maybe just as a boring adult, I cannot comprehend.
Yeah, and it becomes more dangerous as well because I often seen it in Kayu Ara, which I drive through quite regularly. And that's the kind of place where people double park left and right.
Yes.
And makes the road very very narrow. There's only like one lane for both cars in both directions to go in. So when you see bicycle lajaks in that area, you know that it's so dangerous because they're like right next to you, right near you. And it's very frustrating because you don't want to be involved in any kind of accident. But at the same time, these things happen and you just like wonder why and how do you like improve the safety behind it?
Well, I think they just need a space to be able to have this. You know, they need a space to be able to ride these bikes safely. You know, if anything, I believe that the reason they're going into this sort of activity is because they're just looking for something to do, something to distract themselves where they might not be able to find it anywhere else. And it might be a cool status symbol thing among their friends. So if they had a safe space to do it, it would be fine. Just not on roads, really.
So I get that. But I also think that, and there is a reason why the police have talked about parents. Because, you know, the time that I'm talking about, right, I think I was driving home, I think it was midnight. It was midnight on a weekday. and I don't know, maybe things have changed since I was in secondary school, but I was not allowed to be out roaming the streets at that hour, you know, least of all on a dangerous bicycle. So I just think there are several layers here. But the point is this, we are not the people who would understand, I suppose, why this is going on. So we're not in the scene. We wanted really very badly to speak to somebody who would understand and who would be able to give us some insight. And I think, Ayman, this afternoon you actually recorded a conversation with someone who would be in the know about this.
Yeah, I did. So I got to speak to someone from the Bapak Kembar member community. They're a bicycle lajak interest group. And he's also knowledgeable when it comes to bicycle modifications. So I got to speak to him about that as well. And also like what he thought about the safety issues. And here's our conversation from this afternoon. Okay, so biasanya bila nak modify basikal ni kan, apa yang diubah sebenarnya?
Dia macam ni bang, basikal ni dia sama je macam basikal biasa. Sebiji basikal 20 inci semua sama saiz. Cuma berbezakannya fork saja. Fork dia sebab selalu fork and then handle kat atas kan. Ini tukar fork supaya handle boleh buat kat bawah.
Tapi saya baca report ada juga yang cabut brake tu terus.
Okay, ada setengah basikal cabut brake sebab diorang budak-budak ni kira-kira cabut brake laju. Tapi ada setengahnya kalau basikal lajak ni ada keluar daripada kilang. Kilang memang ada keluarkan basikal lajak, memang ada brake. Tapi bila diorang buka tu, itu dah kira individu punya masalah lah bang kan. Individu yang cabut itu bukan kedai punya masalah bang. Sebab kalau kita kedai ataupun daripada kilang, basikal dari kilang dia ada apa? Ada brake. Jadi bila customer yang buka, budak-budak yang akan buka brake tu, dia cabut lah sebab budak-budak pun dah pandai komen bang. Tak macam yang dulu-dulu. Okay bang, macam ni lah. Abang pernah tengok basikal Fiusi ke tak?
Tak.
Okay, basikal Azizul Usni Awang abang tahu?
Ya.
Okay, ada brake tak bang?
Tak ada kan?
Tak ada bang. Fairwheel mati bang.
So?
Itulah dia bahaya. Cuma sekarang ni bang, basikal lajak ni, yang pada pendapat saya, saya tak backup dan saya tak rasa salah dan tak rasa betul. Basikal lajak ni, budak-budak ni, dia punya apa, community dia bang, terlalu ramai. Terlalu ramai bang. Daya tu, sekarang ni budak-budak ni tak ada tempat yang betul. Cuba kalau diorang ada tempat yang betul, diorang akan selamat. Cuma macam Azizul ni awal ni permainan sukan, diorang main dalam track. Jadi track tu 3.4 juta kita buat kat nilai tu 3.4 atau 3.5 juta buat kan. Macam tu selamat. Yang tak selamatnya bila basikal ni di atas jalan raya tu yang tak selamat. Dia macam ni dah bang, macam kedai motor. Kan motor datang standard pada ni 110cc, tapi bila dah modified dah jadi 170, 180. Dia macam tu dah bang.
Jadi apa tarikan sebenarnya ada pada basikal lajak ni?
Dia bang panggil unik bang. Unik ataupun seni dan kreatif bang. Sebab kita yang normal pun tak terfikir nak modify basikal sebegitu bang. Macam saya, kedai saya pernah buat basikal lajak paling mahal RM1,300. Jadi itu yang paling mahal. Jadi yang kedua mahal yang hari ni tengah buat RM950 tengah buat untuk customer daripada Ipoh. Semalam RM630 daripada Kelantan punya customer. So kita buat ikut spek. Saya buat ikut spek, tapi bila dah sampai ke customer terpulang. Memang ada aksesori dia banyak lah. Selalunya basikal biasa 16. Sekarang ni 52-12. Lepas tu sport rim dia macam motor Y. Motor Y standard hilang lain. Tapi bila Y dah make up lain kan. Dia macam tu lah. Dia dah aksesori dia make up. Make up tu yang buat cantik.
Siapa biasanya yang naik basikal lajak ni? Dia budak-budak aja ke? Ataupun remaja ada juga? Ataupun dewasa pun ada naik juga ke?
Okay. Yang saya tahulah. Selama 3 tahun saya terbabit dalam bidang meniaga basikal lajak ni. Yang bawah saya daripada umur 10 tahun sampai ke 19 tahun untuk perempuan, kalau lelaki sampai 22.
Berapa harga satu basikal lajak?
Bermula daripada RM380 sampai ke atas. Lagi banyak duit, lagi banyak aksesori dia. Kalau tak sebijik basikal lajak, dia aksesori dia 14. Kalau custom, macam kedai saya, kami hanya buat custom. Lajak custom, saya tak ada jual sebiji. Saya jual custom. Basikal biasa saya jual. Lajak saya custom. Jadi customer akan datang sini custom. Sebab kalau custom, saya akan dapat lebih kurang dalam RM600 ke atas. Kalau beli jual yang siap, dia baru RM380-400. Ada beza. Jadi saya tak nak ambil risiko, saya jual custom. Customer datang, baru saya buat. Customer tak datang, jadi kalau pihak berkuasa datang ke siapa-siapa datang kedai, tak ada lajak kat kedai saya. Specialist custom. Memang saya buat custom je.
So, bila ada berita keluar kan pasal budak-budak kena tahan ataupun kena saman sebab basikal lajak, ataupun ada yang terlibat dalam aksiden juga, apa perasaan Encik bila baca berita macam ni?
Tak, saya hanya baca bang. Saya hanya baca, saya boleh tegur yang budak-budak sekitar saya. Yang luar daripada sekitar saya nak tegur macam mana. Dan macam tu, saya ni bukan mak bapak dia bang. Bila kita tegur pun, dia orang macam ni masuk kanan, keluar telinga mak bapak dia orang. Benda ni sebenarnya, jujur saya cakap, benda in the home. Benda ni bermula daripada rumah mak bapak. Mak bapak yang pantau anak. Mak bapak yang tentukan anak-anak. macam saya kedai, tak boleh buat apa bang. Kita tegur-tegur nasihat macam tu lah. Diorang nak terima, terima. Tak nak, sudah betul. Dia benar daripada mak bapak. Kalau mak bapak tak bagi duit, budak takkan buat. Kalau mak bapak pantau anak, budak takkan buat juga. Takkan mampu nak beli. Itu pada pandangan saya lah. Tapi saya buat, mak bapak pun datang. Mak bapak pun senyum beli semua kan. Mak bapak siap berselfie semua. Jadi pada saya kat situ, benda ni mak bapak.
Jadi macam mana kita nak pastikan keselamatan budak-budak yang naik basikal ajak ni?
Okay, soalan ni, abang dengar, cik dengar. Soalan ni, sepatutnya benda ni cik kena tanya pihak Sri Sadiq. Sampai ke hari ni pihak Sri Sadiq KBS tak ada bagi jawapan kat saya pasal saya minta kegunaan jalan. Minta track, minta tempat budak-budak ni tak akan dapat susah. Bermodal yang besar, berjuta-juta. Jadi budak ni kita perlu gelap. Contoh, okay, dulu zaman main motor, siapa ada duit boleh main batu tiga. Siapa tak ada duit, jadi belum berharam kat jalan raya. Ya, dia macam tu. Budak-budak ni kita kena ambil. Ada pihak tertentu ataupun persatuan ataupun kelab yang berdaftar ambil budak-budak ni. Gilap diorang satu persatu. Dalam 10, tak dapat 10, dapat 1 pun jadilah. Tapi tak ada mana-mana kelab, persatuan ataupun pihak terbabit yang nak. Hanya yang lain kecam. Tapi apa idea, apa pemikiran yang benar, satu pun tak ada yang bagi tahu. Tak ada pihak yang tertentu. Mungkin pihak cik boleh buat satu event untuk kumpulkan budak lajak melalui saya. Saya boleh kumpulkan budak-budak lajak. Jadi cik boleh buat event, panggil polis, bagi polis terangkan, panggil pihak persatuan, panggil persatuan nombor basikal, biar diorang terang. Nak jadi atlet budak ni, apa diorang nak? Diorang nak kayu basikal ni sebagai hobi ataupun nak jadi pelumba. Kalau nak jadi pelumba, pilih. Bidang sukan berbasikal ni ada banyak cabang dia. Ada banyak macam sukan ada. Kalau pihak cik boleh usulkan benda ni, mungkin sebagai batu loncatan untuk budak-budak ni. Untuk diorang ke tempat yang betul. Tak dapat 1,000, dapat 100. Tak dapat 100, 10 orang pun jadilah. Mungkin dalam tu boleh jadi 10 orang pelumba Malaysia akan datang. Kita tak tahu sebab budak-budak ni umur muda, terlalu muda. Daripada 10 tahun ke 18, ke 19, terlalu muda.
Okey, soalan terakhir lah. Adakah basikal tu sendiri yang bahaya ataupun ada benda lain sekeliling dia yang jadikan basikal lajak itu bahaya?
Okey, dia kalau ikut pada soalan cik ni, dia banyak aspek atau banyak segi kena kira. Basikal tu dah tentu bahaya. Kalau diubah suai dan tak ada brake, memang tentu bahaya. Sedangkan basikal yang ada brake, yang ada escort kat belakang pun boleh kena langgar. Apatah lagi basikal yang tak ada escort, tak ada brake, rendah, lagi bahaya. Jadi benda ni, basikal bahaya, budak pun bahaya, tempat dia bermain pun bahaya. Contoh, dulu skateboard datang kat Malaysia. Permainan skateboard semua orang kata bahaya sebab tak ada helmet, tak ada apa. Makin lama diorang upgrade pakai helmet, pakai safeguard semua. Sekarang ni skateboard dah ada kat Olimpik betul. Ada tu contoh lah benda ni satu persatu. Mungkin sekarang tak nampak lagi 10 tahun. Tapi cik, dekat luar negara basikal lajak gravity bike. Dekat luar negara gravity bike ada. Dekat luar negara dah ada. Cuma kat Malaysia belum di ni lah. Saya kata sekarang, dekat luar negara dah ada. Gravity Bike, cik boleh tengok. Nama IG tu, Gravity Bike SQ. Cik boleh tengok. Luar negara dah ada. Tapi orang pakai benda yang betul lah. Ada shoot, ada helmet, ada brake, ada padding. Cuma kat Malaysia ni, budak-budak kan, tak ada duit. Benda ni semua pada pihak tertentu dan berwajib. Yang paling penting, mak bapak.
So that was a member of the Bapak Kembar member community speaking to us about basikal lajak.
Yeah, and that was a conversation that you had with him earlier on this afternoon, right?
That's right, yes.
If you have any thoughts that you'd like to share with us, if you've encountered people on basikal lajak yourself, then you can call us 7733 2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.